Good morning, 5:39. We're going to start off the sports segment with the stupid sports question of the day. I seem to be really good at that. You know? I'm not
like you don't know it.
Well, yeah. Okay. Now, it's not stupid like I don't know it. Dude, I don't know it. That's why I ask these stupid questions.
Remember, there are no dumb questions.
Oh, yeah, there are. I'll be first off. Listen, I should know more about sports than I do.
Yes, you should. Especially if you're going to live around here.
Well, and that's why I'm asking you these questions. I'm asking you to help me.
Okay.
Help me understand. All right, so I read that the quarterback's coach for Green Bay is being interviewed today for the head coaching job of the Cleveland Browns.
Right.
Okay.
Don't do it. The Browns suck.
Well,
they suck every year.
Well, that's kind of what I was going to ask is, like, why would you leave Green Bay?
Are you kidding? A quarterback's coach to become a head coach? That's a pretty big jump.
So that's more money, more prestige, and he'll be the one to lead him to the Super Bowl, right?
You got
to
believe that, right?
No, he'll last there for 2 years, and then he'll get fired.
Yeah, but he'll get another job somewhere else down
but
the line. He's not going to get the job. I mean, I can't fathom that they will hire a quarterback's coach with no coordinator experience, no head coaching experience. It's been done before, but not very often. So he's getting an interview, but I think that's as far as it'll go.
Okay, the guy that's leaving, Chudzinski?
Got fired, yeah.
Oh, he got fired because he didn't do anything with the team.
Well, he got fired after 1 year and really didn't have a chance to do much.
Okay, now why would you fire somebody after 1 year?
Well, that's a good question. And
you can't rebuild and do something in a year.
And in fact, at the press conference where they announced the firing, the owner was giving the press conference, and a local news reporter for a Cleveland TV station had a question that some listeners wanted him to ask, and he asked it.
Yeah.
And the question was, is this organization being run by the Three Stooges? Asked that to the owner of the team. And the owner sort of, you know, hemmed and hawed and gave out some cliches and didn't really answer the question. But
the owner responded,
yeah.
You know, the Cleveland Browns, though, I mean, they are dysfunctional.
Yeah.
They had video on YouTube posted on the last day of the season of a guy who shows up with a sign. He's dressed in a Dog Pound outfit.
Sure.
Because that's the fans call themselves the Dog
Pound.
They wear dog masks.
And right. We're cheese heads. We wear the cheese.
Yeah. He shows outside their corporate offices with a sign that says, thanks for sucking again this year. he's outside the corporate offices. He's standing at the parking lot where team employees come in.
Well, that's dedication. All right,
they called the police on him. They told me he had to go across the street.
So please.
You're loitering on our sidewalk. You can't stay there.
God. All right, so here's my stupid question. Does it cause, in the Packer organization, does it cause a little bit of animosity? Is there some bad blood when one of your team is being...
In fact, Aaron Rodgers said on his radio show yesterday that McAdoo should call him for a reference if he needs one.
So, that's nice. Yeah. All right, so that's some good blood.
If you were looking to move up the ladder, the team cannot stop you from interviewing for other jobs.
No,
now, if you were looking at a lateral move, then you have to, I think, get permission from the team to actually interview somebody.
Right.
If it's a lateral move. If it's a move upward, people can take those interviews.
Okay. Because in a lot of other environments where it's a team effort, if you get interviewed or you go on a job interview, you come back and like, what are you doing? You don't have any loyalty? What's the matter with you? Why you can't stand and stick around?
See, Cleveland at least is doing it right. They're interviewing a number of people. There are some teams that hire one guy immediately, and that is sort of circumventing the Rooney Rule. The Rooney Rule was put in place because these teams were just recycling old white guys to coach the team, and they weren't even giving qualified minority candidates interviews.
A chance, yeah.
So they changed that, and you're supposed to interview a number of people, qualified people, before you give the job to somebody.
All right. So that was part of the stupid question of the day. Now, the second stupid question of the day. Why don't we have a pro hockey team? Why doesn't Wisconsin have a pro hockey team?
They've talked about it years past in Milwaukee, that Milwaukee could probably support a pro hockey team, but the Chicago Blackhawks would have to give permission. They have control.
Why?
They had the league back then. They have control of the Milwaukee market as far as TV and all of the other things that go with having a franchise that close.
Okay.
And that's been the argument over the
All right, how far is Milwaukee from Chicago?
Hour and a half.
Hour and a half away.
Maybe a little less.
All right, well, okay. I was trying to draw a comparison. In Tampa, or in Florida, we've got three, well, officially three major NFL teams. There's the Jacksonville Jaguars, which can you really call them an NFL team? You got the Tampa Bay Bucks, which they won the Super Bowl 1 year, so we're going to call them a team.
Uh-huh.
And then there's the Dolphins, okay? Between Tampa and Miami, that's 3.5 hours. Between Tampa and Jacksonville, that's 4 hours. Okay, so I guess that is much farther away in a market.
Well, it comes down to population,
than
too.
Than the Chicago, Milwaukee type thing. But I'm looking at Wisconsin. This is the hardiest, most, I don't know, just the down-to-earth state up here in the Midwest. So we
now,
should be the one.
Milwaukee has a minor league hockey team, the Milwaukee Admirals.
No, I mean the, major league. That we should have a hockey team, and we should be kicking butt and taking names.
Well, anyone who looks at the attendance situation for the Milwaukee Admirals, where you go there, hello.
Well, but I mean minor league hockey different than major league hockey, and Milwaukee Admirals do a pretty good job marketing. They have concerts before the games. They have all kinds of events going on. It's like minor league baseball.
When Tampa opened up a hockey team, the Tampa Bay Lightning, everybody was like, what the heck are you doing with a hockey team in Florida? Do you understand what Florida is? And they kicked butt once? Didn't they win the Stanley Cup once?
It's been a mixed bag for hockey in warm weather places in the United States. Some places it works, some places it doesn't. The LA Kings back in the old days when they first started didn't draw flies. Now they do. They're a popular ticket. The owner was asked. He said there are 2 million Canadians, ex-Canadians living in LA, and now I know why they're here. They hate hockey because they weren't drawing any fans.
I'm just saying. I think it is. I think it's wrong that we do not have a pro hockey team.
When you win the lottery, you can appeal to the NHL for an expansion franchise at that point.
Why do I have to wait until I win the lottery? Can't I just throw my enormous media weight behind it now?
You have to get permission from the Chicago Blackhawks, and I'm not sure that's happening.
We don't need permission from Chicago. Chicago's Chicago. I mean, I like Chicago, but Chicago can kiss my chalky white butt. We just start the team. What are they going to do? Oh, you can't play here. Yes, we can. If the NHL says we can do it, we can do
it. They can't. They won't.
Why not?
Because part of the rule is Chicago gets to sign off on it.
You know what? Forge their signature. Who cares? WSAU Wisconsin Morning News. That concludes the stupid sports questions of the day.
I'm in my 40s now, and a few years ago, I noticed I wasn't enjoying my workouts. My sex life had taken a nosedive. I really felt like half the man I used to be. My doctor said I had low testosterone, or low T.
A lot of my clients are men just like Jim, and most of my colleagues prescribe testosterone replacement therapy. Well, me, I do the opposite. I prescribe estrogen, the estrogen therapy for men. Let's be honest, you're just prolonging the inevitable with testosterone.
My doctor was right. I always hated to go to the gym. I've been married for 25 years. How important do you really think my sex life is at this point? Also, with Estramin, I don't have to make excuses for falling asleep in my chair watching TV before 9.
That's right, Jim. Embrace the decline with Estramin.
Breaking news, severe weather. Hear it on AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.